know, when I was a kid, one of my all-time favorite TV programs was Superman. I loved it when he would fly into the open window to rescue Lois Lane from the bad guys, who would always be identified as evil by their thin mustaches. Remember? The thugs tried to kill Superman by shooting him, but the bullets just ricocheted off his chest as he smiled. When they ran out of bullets, they threw the gun at him, which also bounced off. Superman usually grabbed a steel bar, which just happened to be available in the room, and wrapped it around the bad guys until the police arrived. Superman could stop cars and bend steel bars, but he had one weakness: kryptonite. Once he got near a green rock that came from the planet Kryptonite, he would lose all of his supernatural powers, and he would die if he didn't get away from it. He had to avoid Kryptonite at all costs. Which raises the question, what is your Kryptonite? Don't underestimate its power to destroy you. Here are three things to do when you encounter Kryptonite. Number one, realize you're vulnerable. The biggest mistake is to think you can never yield to temptation. Don't ever say, "I'll never fall for that." If you do, you'll be setting yourself up for a test. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. Number two, stay away from the kryptonite. Avoid those people, places, and things that will destroy you. Willpower grows weak when you get near kryptonite, my friend. But if you stay away from it, it can't affect you. It cannot bother you. This will require that you plan ahead and make an alternate path and stick to it. Number three, depend on God's grace for your strength. Stop depending on your own strength and trust God to strengthen you by His grace. The Spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. The Holy Spirit is your only source of holiness and spiritual power so that you too can be like Superman, super powerful. Look up in the sky. Think about it.